So New Zealand trade specialist is welcoming Chinese President Xi Jinping's statements about his desire to open up trade doors with the world. Addressing APEC leaders yesterday, Xi promised he will cut tariffs and indicated he wants to forge new partnerships. He says he has even reached out to the United States, declaring China didn't want to get caught up in a trade war with America. Joining us is Pat English, who is our trade commissioner in China and is former executive director of the New Zealand-China Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Corinne.
Okay, let's start with this trade issue. Are we to believe China that they do want to, in fact, liberalise more when it comes to trade?
Well, I think if they're saying it out in the APEC forum, it's something they certainly intend to do. I mean, it's always going to be a statement like that with Chinese characteristics in there, so that's going to be interpreted, managed, and implemented in their way. But generally speaking, that should be welcomed by us. I mean.
So that's a positive for New Zealand. If we look at the fact that we've just signed up to RCEP, we would expect to see greater exports going into China?
Well, our exports into China have been on a growth curve for some time. They've had a few ripples in there, as trends would dictate. But, you know, we're 0.2% of global trade. We're about 0.6% of China's total imports. So having those positive statements, and the fact that trade in other parts of the world are going to be impacted by some of their domestic demands around COVID. So, yeah, I think that having that out there positively stated, that's definitely positive. I mean, just look at what's happening with the EU negotiations. That's a very tough road to move down for the negotiating team.
It's becoming problematic, though, isn't it? Because we've got, while on the one hand China is looking to liberalise on the trade front, it is not liberalising when it comes to the way in which it runs things like Hong Kong and its foreign policy, and that is putting New Zealand in a very difficult position if we look at, for example, the Five Eyes statement that we've seen overnight.
Yeah, we look at China, and you seem to want to say to China, open up your doors and trade with us and buy from us, particularly buy from us. And then when China takes a stand on other issues that are important to them, we have to say, well, China, you need to back off. So I think the thing about this is, for me anyway, is that we can't manage these sorts of situations through the media and in the media. Making those sort of statements out there doesn't help. If you're in the room with China, sitting down, talking about it, and discussing those issues with China, that's how you bring it to the table.
It is interesting, isn't it, that New Zealand seems to be now expressing its foreign policy via a Five Eyes statement. Does that seem a little bit unusual to you?
Well, yeah. It's something that is government and politics, and the Labour government will do that. I mean, at the recent China summit, the PM said that New Zealand has described it as a New Zealand open democracy with a focus on the rule of law. It's a principles-based approach to foreign policy. Make our decisions independently and informed by values and own assessments of New Zealand's interests. So, obviously, Five Eyes, we're aligned with Five Eyes, and that's supporting the other Five Eyes.
They're a spy network. It's a spy network. Why are we releasing key foreign policy statements that are going to have an impact on our relationship with China via that mechanism?
Yes, I would agree with you. Yep, definitely would agree with you that is something that would have come from an internal decision, a very good thing to ask the Prime Minister.
I think we'd probably do that. In terms of the overall relationship, you don't think, though, that if China continues with its opening up of its trade focus and we become more reliant, that just exacerbates that problem?
Well, I mean, John Bellingall put out the report recently about our reliance in certain markets. I mean, we're close to 30% on China. Australia is over 40%. I mean, Canada's 91% reliant on the US. So, you know, New Zealand balances ours out between Asia, Europe, US, Australia. It's actually reasonably balanced. But at the end of the day, decision on who we trade with is made by companies. And what they do is they look to the government to make sure that there's a regulatory framework, the market access frameworks in place that they can trade with. And if you're talking to a dairy company and somebody, one market offers you $5 a kilogram, another trainer offers you $10, Who are you going to trade with?
Pat English, thank you very much.
It's commercial.
It is. Okay, we have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we run out of time. Pat English, but thank you very much for that.